Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and this is the Prosperity Intuitive Reading for October 2022. And in case you haven't listened to any other shows in this series, let me give you my introduction so it makes sense to you. I'm pulling cards from a deck I created from a money manifestation. I created some cards for money manifestation, and so I'm pulling cards from that deck. And each card is a symbol of the energy you will encounter in the month. Intuitive messages are always designed as a sign of something to do, an action you need to take. So take the time to go within and uncover what each specific message means to you. I'm going to give you a lot of guidance to help you dig through to figure out what the message is, but ultimately sit with it and say, okay, how does this message apply to me? What am I being called to do? And you'll know. You'll just know. All right. So the next card is value yourself more. Value yourself more. You know, you think of value. I want to look up the definition of value while we're talking. Because we can look at this from a lot of different levels. You can think of it as financial worth, advantage, worth, regard, highly. Regard highly. So how are you valuing yourself? This could be related to work and receiving of money. It could also be related to how you value yourself in your everyday life. Are you loving yourself? Are you respecting yourself? Are you seeing yourself as good? I did a show on self-esteem. I think anybody that's feeling funky around this card, I would go back and listen to that show that I did this month on self-esteem. But how are you valuing yourself? Some of you, if you're in business for yourself, you might be called to raise your rates. Some of you might be called to go in and ask for a raise, pursue another opportunity that pays you more. How are you valuing yourself, your skills, your talents, your abilities? Yes, but you as a person, are you truly valuing yourself? Because on some level, it'll affect what you will allow yourself to have. If you have a low value of yourself, You won't charge for your services. You'll put yourself in situations where you're a vibrational match to under earning. You will you'll not be all that good with other people. That's one thing I've found about people who don't value themselves, when that's a dominant energy in their energy field. They're not all that good to other people, right? Because they're not being all that good to themselves. They're not seeing themselves as valuable. So they certainly aren't going to value others. So I would say, really look at this one and value yourself. Truly value yourself more. That's the actual message. Value yourself more. Play with it, feel into it, see what you're being called to do so that you can show the universe energetically that you truly value yourself more. And it could be, because I keep forgetting that there's more in this, value yourself more, meaning we're all being called to elevate our perspective of ourself. When was the last time you elevated your perspective of yourself, right? And now is the time. Now is the time to see yourself as good, to see yourself as great, to see yourself as better than you've ever been, because you've always been that way. You just didn't see it. And now is your time to see it and honor it and value yourself more. Yeah? All right. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Am I done with this message, Spirit? I think I have a little peek more. There are a lot of parts. What my spirit guides are showing me is that there are a lot of legs to this message. It could be a self-esteem issue. It could be a self-care issue. It could be a work issue. It could be what you're allowing yourself to have. It could be the relationships you're surrounding yourself with. anything that contributes to your value, elevate it. Elevate it in every way possible. Value yourself more. Value yourself more. See yourself as good. See yourself as great. See yourself as worthy. See yourself as deserving. See yourself as more than enough. See yourself as living in the overflow that is that is your divine birthright, truly. Biblically, it's, you know, Psalms, I don't have it in front of me. I think it's Psalms 32. Okay, I've said it, so now let me pull it out. It's one of the Psalms is the overflow Psalm. Let's see. My cup overflows with your blessing, Psalms 23:5. So, yeah, tap into what overflow means to you. And how are you connected to the energy of overflow as it relates to self and how you see yourself and see your value? Are you telling yourself that you're not enough? Well, clean that up. Are you telling yourself that you don't know enough, you're not popular enough, you're not something, right? Clean that up. You don't have to think that way. So value yourself more. Elevate. This is a message to elevate your perspective of yourself. And it's not elevate yourself so you're above some other person. No, this is just a you and you job. So really think about how you can value yourself more. Okay, now I'm done. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for an intuitive coach to help you accomplish your goals, dreams, and desires, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at that massive result intuitive coaching package. There's a 3-month option as well as a 1-year option that is perfect for the right person who is ready to go to their next level. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I look forward to connecting with you in the next podcast on the prosperity messages for October 2022. Take care.